I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While thousands of Eritrean believers are languishing behind bars, Open Doors' Carl Muller shares a spot of good news.
Two elderly members of the Kalaihiwot Church who were arrested last November and held at a military concentration camp have been released, apparently on bail. In addition to that, we also learned that another gentleman, Solomon Mengizi, was released.
Though the government denies religious persecution, Open Doors notes a heavy concentration of arrests and detainment of Christians who are sharing their faith. Next, new research has revealed the best way for Christian ministries to reach people in East Africa. Dr. Robert Fortner, researcher for a branch of Far East Broadcasting Company, says the research showed Muslims and Christians alike turn to the radio instead of religious leaders for information.
People don't necessarily trust what they're hearing from the clergy because they don't see the clergy as being any better informed or any more highly educated or any more connected to the world than they themselves are.
It's giving Christian broadcasters an open door. A symposium will be held in April to inform others about what media forms are best for evangelism. And for new believers in Africa with little or no Christian background, the Jesus Film Project is developing a discipleship series. A recent project called Magdalena, Release from Shame, encourages follow-up among women in the 1040 window of Africa. The project includes videos geared towards specific needs, audio devotions, and written Bible studies. Filming is set to begin this September, but a location is still needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live as a reminder to live your faith out loud. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Support MNN Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.